The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Phil McManus. You may have seen him on a recent episode of Wheel of Fortune. He ended up going viral for that because he shared this incredible story about how he was told that he was terminal.
Yeah.
And so he whipped up this bucket list of things that he wanted to do before he passed away. And the awesome part is that he was able to actually achieve all three of the things on his bucket list, and he's now in remission.
The story, I mean, as he kept telling the story, our jaws kept dropping. We're like, this story is just incredible.
If you want to listen to the full interview, it is up on the Daily Migs Daily podcast. But if you missed it, here we are playing the moment where Phil shared that story about Wheel of Fortune and then sharing it with us.
Here to see you, Phil. You're trying to accomplish some dreams here, right?
I'm trying to hit the trifecta, which I accomplished last night, actually. See, I was handed a death sentence 2 years ago. I was told, you're pretty much done. I made a bucket list. I said, Blink-182 reunited. So first, I'll go to WrestleMania, then Blink-182, then I'll make it back to Disney. And I've never been to Disneyland, and I actually went last night for the first time. And I'm actually in remission now.
So cool. Fantastic. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Phil, what an incredible story, my man.
It's weird. I might get emotional here, but like, it's been that for me the past 2.5 years of my life.
Wow.
About 2 years ago, around March, I started getting sick. And they didn't know what was wrong with me. I kept getting misdiagnosis after misdiagnosis. I'd have respiratory infection after respiratory infection until finally they caught me one day in the ER. And in a matter of a week, I gained about 39 pounds. And they were wondering what's going on. So they finally got me tested, and it turned out I was in late-stage heart failure.
Oh.
I had an EF of 12 to 15, which if you look that up, it's pretty much death sentence. They didn't know what to do. Now, I was 42 years old. I never had any health problems before this, and it was like just a punch in the gut. Like a month, I was diagnosed on July 24th, which is actually an important date to the story. Not even a month later, my mother got sick and died.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, man. So it's, and after that, like my then girlfriend, like she couldn't take the stress of me being so sick and all that, and ended up leaving the relationship. So I was left a single dad who wasn't able to work, was waiting on disability or anything to help me at that point, blowing through all my money, whose mother just died, thinking, man, what am I going to do here? Like, I don't know what's up, what's down. And I remember Blink getting back together, and I said, you know what, man? If this is going to be the end of me, I got to get back to WrestleMania because I work in wrestling. I'm a ring announcer. I got to get to 40. So I'm like, Blink 182 reunion. I got to see Blink. I got to get to WrestleMania. And then Disney World is like my favorite place in the world. And as a single dad, me and my daughter went there more than I can. About 16 times, we'll say. Things were good back then. So I went from being able to do all that to being 4 months behind on rent, running out of money, like having to get on health care, pretty much stuck in a bed and reevaluating my entire existence. Like, what am I going to do? Not thinking I could make it. And then I saw this ad, like, hey, Blink-182 on tour. I'm like, well, you know, there's step one. Then WrestleMania, and I'm like, you know what, step two. And ironically, 2 years later, at July 24th, was when I saw Blink-182. And it was actually the first date with my girlfriend. And I went into remission about a month later.
Wow! The healing power of pop punk.
Right?
Absolutely, dude, right?
I love him. He was
such
the best.
Such a great story, yeah.
And when it comes to bucket list items, Steve, do you have one that's on yours?
The one that comes on... I've never left, and besides Canada, I've never left the country. So I kind of want to leave the country.
I
want to come back.
Yeah.
I do want to come back. I want to go somewhere. I don't care where it is, just to experience a culture that's not even close to ours. You know what I mean?
Love
I think that would be just like, I mean, selfishly, I like to go to Japan and go to see some Corrigan Hall and see some Japanese wrestling. That's a tough sell to the wife ski for
that's
a vacation.
That's not at the top of her list.
Right. So, I mean, that might have to be like after we've traveled outside of the country 4 or 5 times before I could do that like man mission. What about you?
Mine's probably travel as well. I mean, I've been to Canada and I've been to Mexico and I've been to Costa Rica and that's it.
That's
and
it.
I would really like to get over to Europe, you know, see some more of the world. I've been very boring at almost 40 years old.